plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. It is our special Valentine's Day show. You are listening to the Cittaspell Show with the effervescent and titillating and beautiful and very talented Teresa.
Oh, stop.
We've got the beautiful, bubbly, chatty, very outgoing
Angel Face,
aka Ashley.
Ashley.
And me, Lisa.
And you're not gonna add anything to that, like bubbly, effervescent, quirky little blonde with the horny cat?
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
But she's not horny.
She's just speaking her mind.
And would you like to know why?
Why?
Okay, so I've been homesick the last 2 days, just so you guys know, and I'm feeling so much better. I've been drinking tea like you have no idea. So I'm sitting on my couch this morning, watching, I think it was something ridiculous, like The View or something, I don't know. And I saw a shadow. And I'm like, what the heck? And I looked over at Bear, and she's on the couch next to me sleeping, which is her normal. And I looked over, and I'm like, well, that's not Bear. And then I saw it scurry into the kitchen. Yes. And I'm like, Bear, wake up, Bear, wake up. I practically threw her into the kitchen. And then the mouse took off, and she came back on the couch and took a nap.
Stop!
I know, but now she knows it's here, so she's freaking her out, and she's like going all over the place trying to find it.
She'll get it.
Well, she got the last one. But what the heck? My house doesn't even have dust, much less dirt I don't even know how you get a mouse.
It doesn't matter how clean or filthy your house is. In the winter, you're going to get a mouse.
Okay, this is mouse number two. Tom and Jerry.
We had a mouse.
You had a mouse too?
Yep. You're not the only one.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got glue traps out now.
Oh, I'm afraid. I want Bear to do her little job, and then I'll just, like, take care of it. I don't want to...
Snap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not the snap, break the neck thing. They get stuck on it.
But then it's still alive.
And then they die a horrible death.
No, they don't.
Yes. I've had to deal with the glue traps before. I feel terrible listening to them for hours trying to squeal. Once they pulled a little mouse, he pulled his own leg off trying to escape. You feel awful with those glue traps.
No, now see, I euthanize them quickly.
Oh, I'm sure you do, T. I'm sure that I know for a fact you would. But yeah. I would be calling Ashley and saying, get Craig.
Yeah, we can't.
We can't.
We're not.
And I'm an insomniac, so if they're on there, I will find them, so they're not there very long. And I take care of them quickly, so they're not suffering.
No, I know that you would, but I figured out the one thing that I, or not the one thing, there's plenty of things that I can't do, but I'm just saying, I didn't mean it to sound that way. I totally did not mean it to sound that way. But dealing with the mice, I'm going to leave that up to Bear. I've just decided that's her job. Other than that, she naps. So I really haven't done anything the last few days because I have been sick. So I really have nothing to really contribute as far as fun facts or anything because I can't think of anything. Oh, I had some people over for dinner on Saturday. And I made, drumroll please, tater tot hot dish.
Very good. I'm very proud of you and your cooking skills.
Well, and I made Ashley this, we're calling it, what did we decide we're calling it?
Something with crumbles.
Something with crumbles thing. It's a vegetarian thing in a crock pot for her.
With curry.
With curry. And I'm not eating it because I'm still on the recovery end of the flu. So I don't want to eat anything other than like bananas.
Yeah.
And distilled ice chips.
And distilled ice chips. That's correct.
Yes.
So that's about it for me. Ash, what did you do? Anything?
I haven't been really doing anything a lot lately because I've been working. But just so you all know, this weekend is the Empower Emporium at the Mounds Theater. You can find out more on our blog because that's going to be super fun. Also, if you didn't know, the Mounds Theater is doing a Kickstarter and we need to raise money in order to get a grant that the City of St. Paul gave them.
It's a matching thing.
Yeah, yep. So we need to match it in order to get it. Just so you guys know, check us out.
And you know, even if it's just a dollar, yeah, really. Yeah,
seriously, anything.
So, and all that money goes towards charity, so it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. T, what about you, baby?
Oh, what have I been doing? I've been anxiously...
we've kept her busy the last
getting to this point today, seeing as this is the very, very... very first time I've even attempted to read for anybody.
Our emails from because like we said, we're going to have T do readings because T's got these abilities that are like off the charts. So we put it
Stop
out there.
It.
Just to, yeah. No, I'm not. So there. So we put it out there in just a few places and our emails were flooded. So I don't know even how many I got to you, T's. And
I think there's about 13 of them.
That you were able to get to? Okay, cool.
Yeah. The other thing that I did do was for Valentine's Day, my hubby, he loves me. he let me sign up for some art classes online.
Oh,
because I've gotten into this multimedia art thing. I discovered it on YouTube and I've been very, very excited about it. And I found this gal in England actually who, does art classes online. And so Daddy let me sign up for them. Yay.
Thank you, Daddy. No, yeah. Teresa's really talented in her art too, just mm-hmm. so you know. Oh.
Would you stop?
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to stroke your ego. No,
I might get too excited for you. And then you're going to have to finish it.
That's Ashley. I do not want to. I want to just take a quick little thing here and say, "Happy birthday, Heather Feather Pookie Bear!
Happy birthday, baby!
Happy birthday!
She turns 20 today, and that means that I no longer. Oh my God! I no longer have teenagers.
You have all adults.
I have all adults. Mm-hmm. How weird is that? And happy birthday, Livy too.
Yes. Love you.
Love you, baby. So we have a fun show tonight. We have a super fun show. We've got a couple of pieces of news. We've got a couple of spells. We're going to tell you all about where Valentine's Day came from. And then the super fun part,
woo!
T is doing her readings. So what we did was we, like I said, we put out ads and said, you know, if you want your reading, if you want to have a free reading, send us your picture and one question. And I don't think very many of them went over their one question, did they?
No.
Okay.
And that's how I like, all I want is the picture. I want your name, where you're from, and your question. I don't want nothing else. Nothing at all. You know how I am at an investigation. I don't want to know nothing about it. I just want to walk in and do my thing.
Yep. And that's why, I mean, a couple of the people, I actually knew their backstories and I'm like, nope. I was like, oh, Teresa, you should know. And she's like, nope, don't tell me anything.
Keep like, your trap shut.
Because this is legit. So, yeah.
So yeah, this is very scary for me right now. I'm having little heart palpitations because, you know, I'm putting myself out there, taking a leap, and we'll see how it goes. But the process that I have to do, because the guides that I have yapping away at me in my ear, they're very quiet. So I have to literally be in total silence to kind of tune in and hear what they're saying. And I also used my Psychic Tarot Oracle deck. I love that.
Yay!
So between my deck, I was drawing cards on people, and then I was tuning in on the empathic, intuitive part. So
I can tell you one thing, because I was saying there was a couple of people that were not going to be able to listen because they're not in our country, and or at least they won't be able to listen live. So I had Teresa send me their reports, and so far she's hit it 100%. Just so you know, T.
I'm so excited.
Now I'm even more nervous. So my total intention with doing this is, you know, I'm asking for information for your highest good. It is not my intention to embarrass. It is not my intention to judge. It is not my intention to do anything negative. The information that I got, that is what I got. Normally I tend to like to hold things back because, you know, there's always that fear that, well, you stupid git, where'd you come that up with that? So, but today, says pretty much told me, no, go for it. Put it out there.
Yay. God, I'm so excited. Seriously.
All right. Let's, you know what? The origins of Valentine's Day, because this whole show is all about love and Valentine's Day and happiness and smooching. Actually, not really smooching. Well, maybe smooching. Don't be us three smooching, but somebody will be smooching. In fact, they'll be smooching during the songs, because we picked out special songs just for you too.
I'm sure my dogs will enjoy that. Good mama kisses. No, they did. They just look at me.
Do you know the origins of Valentine's Day?
No, I only know about a cherub with an arrow.
And Hallmark.
Yeah.
It actually started out as a pagan festival.
Oh my God, all holidays start as pagan.
I know.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
I know. So it was a festival, and the members of the Luperci, an order of Roman priests, would gather, I'm reading this just so you know, would gather at the sacred cave where the infants Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome, were believed to have been cared for by a she-wolf or Lupa. The priest would sacrifice a goat, for fertility, and a dog, for purification. Then they would strip. Okay, let's go to the happy part.
Yeah.
Let's go to the happy part.
Yeah.
Let's get to the heart of it.
Yeah. Ah, ba-dum-bum. Lupercalia survived the initial rise of Christianity, but was outlawed, and it was deemed unchristian. At the end of the 5th century, when Pope Gelasius declared February 14th St. Valentine's Day, it was not until much later, however, the day became more definitively associated with love during the Middle Ages, when it was commonly believed that France and England, that February 14th was the beginning of the bird's mating season, which is added to the idea that the middle of Valentine's Day should be the day for romance. But it started out a pagan holiday with some not so nice things that we don't agree with in today's day, but there you go.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so we've got some love spells. Here's the thing, though. With love spells, we do not do spells on people because, as you know, unacceptable. We do not do that. But you can do love spells to bring love to you. So the first spell that we have for you is a not love spell, and it's really easy. The only things you need are 3 cords or pieces of yarn in romantic colors. Take 3 cords or strings of different romantic colors, like, say, pink for love, red for passion, white for purity, or you can choose any other colors, you know, that are meaningful to you, but those are kind of the ones that are associated with Valentine's Day and love. Tie a knot near one end of the braid as you visualize a new love arriving in your life, and as you tie the knot, say the following prayer or another prayer chant that's meaningful to you, but this one is, Venus, Queen of Love, Divine, bring love to me that's mine. Braid the 3 strings together, and as you continue to visualize the perfect romantic partner falling deeply in love with you, as you fall deeply in love with him or her, really try to feel the emotions of the two of you being happy and being romantic and kissing and hugging and all the romance wonderful things that go with new love. Next, tie another knot and repeat the prayer and as you continue to visualize. Do this a total of 7 times, the knot in the prayer and the braids and the visualizing, knot prayer, visualizing, until you have 7 knots in the cord. Keep the knotted string with you, or you can put it like into a necklace or a bracelet or wear it or whatever until you find your perfect love. And after you found your perfect love, keep the cord in a safe place. If you decide you want to end the relationship someday, you can cut the cord and throw it away, bury it. Don't worry if you lose your cord. Your love does not exist in the cord. The magic is always inside of you, and it's all about the visualization, and it's about intent. So there's a really cute and simple little love spell. I found this cute little wish upon a leaf spell, and I added to it because it just, spells are always stronger when you do them yourself anyway. So I used like the bones of the spell and added to it. So the wish upon a leaf spell for love, all you need is a bay leaf, a pen, the new moon, apple blossom petals, hyacinth petals, lilac petals, and violet petals. On the night of a new moon, write your wish on the bay leaf. And remember, you're not doing a specific person. You're talking about generalizations. And you might have to write tiny. And if you need more than one bay leaf, that's fine too, obviously. Simply take the mixture of all the flower petals with the bay leaf outside and look to the moon. Then kiss the leaf 3 times and put it in the flower mixture. And then let it blow into the wind. And as the wind takes it, the spell's on its way to the universe for you. Wasn't that a sweet one?
I love that.
That reminds me of that movie.
Pocahontas.
No. It's your mom's favorite movie with the sisters.
Practical Magic.
Oh,
Pocahontas. Yeah, where she does that spell and then she just lets those petals blow out.
Oh, yeah. You did that and you didn't even know.
I didn't even.
Perfect.
Must have been in the back of my mind. Last one is an appleseed love spell. And it's recommended that you cast this spell on a Friday as Venus is the planet of love and romance and also rules the day. What you need is 1 piece of rose quartz, 1 red rose, 1 red apple, 1 green candle, 1 pink candle, and 1 oil burner with rose essential oils. She's going after that. She knows that mouse is here. So if you can hear her in the background, she's very happy. She's just hunting.
Yeah.
Okay, so pick a time when you know that you're not going to be disturbed while getting all the things together. Think of the love that you want to invite into your life. It doesn't have to be romantic love. It could just be any kind of love. Love is in the air. Light the oil burner and the red and green candles and place a red rose in front of the burning candles. Hold the red rose quartz. Hold the rose quartz in your hand, and as you stare into the candle flame, repeat the angel invocation below. Archangel Anael, I invoke thee on this Venus Eve to grant me my wish. I ask for love eternal and true. May the flame of the candle and the fragrance of the rose carry it afar and grant me my heart's desire. So mote it be. Thank the Archangel Anael for helping you. Sorry, I'm losing my voice here. For helping you and leave the candles to burn out and eat the apple and save the seeds. Place the rose and the apple seeds and the rose quartz crystal on a window ledge. If you could see me right now, I'm doing all this stuff with my hands to show you and you can't even see me. She's probably looking at me like you're the dork. So, okay, and sorry about that. Place the rose, the apple seeds, and the rose quartz crystal on a window ledge where it'll attract the magic of the moon. And the following morning, as soon as you wake up, plant the apple seeds in a pot with a suitable growing medium. Look after your seeds in a caring way, and as the seedlings begin to grow, love will come into your life. And keep the rose in a vase, and when it wilts, dry the petals and keep them in a special place along with your rose quartz as a keepsake of your love spell. I thought that was sweet, too.
Romantic.
Nice.
So we are going to take a quick break and give you some lovely music to smooch on to with your honey. And we will be right back with some news.
Hi. you for a thousand more. And all along I believed I would find you. Time has brought your heart to me.
So welcome back, and it's time for the news with our darling little angel face.
Oh, thank you, T. The first one up, Papua New Guinea witchcraft arrests. Police go after mob that burned Kapari Leoneta alive. Papua New Guinea police say they are about to make their first arrest almost a week after a mob stripped, tortured, and bound a woman accused of witchcraft, then burned her alive in front of hundreds of horrified people in the South Pacific nation's third largest city. More than 50 members of the mob doused the 20-year-old mother with gasoline and then set her alight on a pile of car tires and trash in Mount Hagen last Wednesday. She had been accused of sorcery by relatives of a 6-year-old boy who had died in the local hospital the previous day. Police spokesman Dominic Kakas on Tuesday said suspects had been identified through witness interviews. He said there will be as many as 50 arrests on charges of murder by Wednesday. Good.
It's about time they actually do something about it.
No kidding.
And the next story. Real-life vampire addicted to blood, doctors claim. In a chilling case report, doctors in Turkey have described what they claim to be a real-life vampire with multiple personalities and an addiction to drinking blood. The 23-year-old married man apparently started out slicing his own arms, chest, and belly with razor blades, letting the blood drip into his cup so he could drink it. But when he experienced compulsions to drink blood as urgent as breathing, he started turning to other sources, the doctor said. The man, whose name and hometown were not revealed in the report, was arrested several times after stabbing and biting others to collect and drink their blood. He apparently even got his father to get him bags of the ghastly drink from blood banks, according to the report released on February 8th. The doctor said that they found traumatic events in the man's life leading up to his 2-year blood-sucking phase. His 4-month-old daughter became ill and died. He witnessed the murder of his uncle, and he saw another violent killing, the researchers wrote. The man had been seen talking to himself, and he claimed to be tormented by an imaginary companion who forced him to carry out violent acts and attempt suicide. He also had memory gaps in his daily life and reported instances of being in a new place without any idea of how he got there, possibly due to switching to other personality states. He was losing track during the bloody events, did not care who the victim was anymore, and remained amnesic to the part of his act. The doctors led, I can't even say that name.
Where is it?
Diurenic Sakarya?
Good
Sakarya?
Enough.
They Denizli? Military hospital in southwestern Turkey ultimately diagnosed the man with dissociative identity disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic depression, and alcohol abuse. To their knowledge, the man is the first patient with vampirism and DID, which is you got it. All right, so interesting. That's only the first case?
I don't know.
I thought there
I think there's more cases than that.
In Turkey?
Them.
Yeah.
Well, Turkey or wherever.
Mm-hmm. So, Ash, did you know that the news stories that you do have landed on other shows?
I have heard.
I think we're trailblazers here.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's so too. So, that's it for news, really. We don't really have... I think everybody is more excited to get into the whole readings, don't
yeah,
you? So,
because I'm the most excited for it.
I know, me too. So let's take a quick break. You can listen to some more lovely music and start smooching away, and we will come back with, drumroll, Ashley.
Brrr,
tea!
Oh, I think I'm going to have to go puke.
And there is the spiciness we were looking for.
All right, enjoy the next song.
Like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know. When I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay, I say, when I see your face, tell her every day. Oh, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'll say,
T, are you ready?
I'm ready, Freddie.
All right.
Okay, our first reading is for Mike from Ohio. His question was, he wants to know if he is going to meet the love of his life soon or if he has already met her. I'm not going to read the cards that I pulled on him. All these would be posted on the website afterwards in case you didn't missed it. I feel that he's a very sensitive soul. He tends to feel things deeply, especially if he's been wounded. He may use a sense of humor to hide the wounds of past love affairs. I don't feel that you will be starting a new relationship soon, as you really need to go within to heal and release the hurts from the past. You have some very strong women in your life that are not always available to meet your emotional needs. This is part of your struggle. Until you acknowledge and let go of the past, you are not able to allow the love of your life in. It will be approximately a year or two before he meets this individual. And this is going to be like a spiritual journey of discovery for you and will open the way for the love of your life to enter.
Aww.
So thank you, Mike from Ohio.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
So next up is Janet from Idaho, who asks, will I ever reconcile with my ex-husband and or if the one I'm not with now is right for me, or is there someone better out there somewhere else? All right. Okay. Basically, you already know the answers to your questions. Your gut is giving you the answers, but you're second guessing it. The name Shane keeps coming up for you, and I'm being told you will meet him in about 2 years. You need to break free from the past in order for new possibilities to open up for you. I feel you're a wonderful woman with many untapped strengths. It is time to get to the root of those inner strengths and bring them out because you are worth it. I feel that you've had some abusive relationships in the past, which makes it difficult to trust. It feels like you almost lose yourself as an individual and define yourself through the man you're with at the time. You tend to not listen to your intuition, but more your heart. Your intuition keeps giving you signs and gut feelings, and you really need to tune into those and listen. Stop second guessing yourself, especially if you're seeing repeating patterns in the men you're with. Ask yourself some questions and be really honest with yourself. When I'm with this person, do I feel small, worthless, like property, unimportant? Or does this person honor, cherish who I am as a person and allow me to grow? I feel you sacrifice yourself to be with some of these individuals to have a false sense of security. So that was one I kind of cried on too. There you go.
Oh, thanks, Janet.
Yes. Okay. Next up, Chad from Pennsylvania. Another one that gave me a lot of difficulty and tears. Okay. Is my mother telling me the whole truth about her medical condition? And I'm hearing that, yes, she is telling you the whole truth. I feel that you're very much concerned with your mom, and not just now, but all the time. You love her dearly and would be lost if anything should happen to her. This is understandable, but there are times when we, and that includes myself, can make mountains out of molehills. I feel like you've become so concerned with your mom that your life has taken back a backseat and become stagnant. She doesn't want that for you. I feel that if you continue to focus solely on your mom right now, the opportunities that are presenting themselves to you are going to be missed. I don't want to sound harsh here, but sometimes we can love someone so much and be so concerned and wanting to care for them that we can become almost smothering. In our good intentions, we can actually make the situation worse. I feel quite a bit of anxiety and panic in this situation. So please take a moment to breathe. Get out of your head and know that your mom is okay. And there's Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Patty from Minnesota. And she's asking, what career path should I be following? So we have for Patty, there's a lot going on in your mind. You're a definite thinker, and this tends to get in your way of locking into what you truly want in life. Working for others is not your cup of tea, shall we say. This year is going to be a big one for you, I feel. There is some work you need to do first before some doors will open for you. One thing I feel you need to do is do some soul searching, or a better phrase would be like a life assessment. Take some time to review your life and what you would have changed or not changed. Write out your strengths and weaknesses. Be totally honest with yourself while doing it. Then you need to find out what your passions are, what really brings you a sense of joy and accomplishment. And I'm saying this because I'm seeing you starting your own business. So thank you very much, Patty.
Thanks, Patty.
Okay, next up, another one that kind of made me cry on. Rose from South Carolina. When do you see me moving back to Colorado, she asks. With Rose, I feel a lot of sadness and disappointment. I'm hearing that the move to South Carolina was not what she envisioned. An unscrupulous man has taken advantage of her in business dealings. The main thing she needs to take away from this experience is you came here with good intentions, and do not beat yourself up over it. I pulled the throat chakra card on her. So that kind of tells me that she needs to find the strength to speak her truth. She's allowed to say no. Please know that you should let go of any negative feelings towards yourself, darling. There are going to be some doors opening up for you, and I do see you moving back to Colorado this year. You're a beautiful soul, and things will work out for you. So thank you, Rose.
Thank you, Rose.
Bill from Illinois. Okay. Will my finances finally start getting under control? Okay. This one was kind of one of those things where my head is going, shut up, don't say that type stuff. But it keeps coming back. So I have to. Okay. I feel there's an emotional aspect to his current situation. We get trapped in a cycle of being overwhelmed with mounting bills, and sometimes we spend money we shouldn't to feel better, but it just makes it worse. I do feel that you're focusing more on the situation, and with determination, your finances will finally get under control. So there's a focus thing in there, and I think if he gets down that focus, I think he'll be good. He'll be getting under that, out from under that. And breathe. And now we have Melissa from Wisconsin. And I'd love to know if I found my soulmate or life mate. Okay. Another hard one. I feel you're romantic at heart and you love to be in love. You have had heartbreak in the past, as I feel the idea of a soulmate didn't match what is in your heart. We all know love is messy, hard work, and it would be great if our knight in shining armor would come in and swoop us up. Sometimes the love of our life comes tarnished. I feel that you're a powerful woman, determined, and when you are able to release the romanticized version of your soulmate, you will find that your true soulmate will come into your life. Yeah. I personally don't like that word soulmate because it tends to put too much pressure on whoever you're with. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So thank you, Melissa. And Scott, Wisconsin, another one that made me cry. Right now, I only have a platonic relationship with my spouse, and whether anything will be changing in the near or distant future. So with Scott, I feel with a lot of sadness, depression, and mourning. I feel that there is a physical or emotional issue going on with your wife, and you feel helpless in the situation as it's out of your control. You love your wife and have been mourning the loss of what you once had and are torn between staying or letting go. I feel you have detached emotionally as a protective mechanism to deal with this issue. I feel that it is very important for you to seek help for yourself right now, whether that is with a counselor, a minister, a good friend, someone that you can trust. It's imperative that you take some time for you. Once you're able to get yourself back into balance, you may find new perspective in the situation you're in. And things will start to change once you're able to reconnect with yourself and deal in a healthy way with all the emotions you have bottled up. So really take some time to recharge your batteries and take care of yourself. Yeah. Thank you.
Bless you, Teresa. I know that some of these are really hard because you get emotional and invested.
Yeah, I'm trying not to cry while I read. So there you go.
You're doing amazing, Teresa.
Next up, we have Marty from New York. And Marty's another one. she asks, is her mom guiding her? Most definitely, yes. Your mom was your touchstone, and I feel that you are always able to go to her for guidance. I feel that you're going through some challenges now and are feeling depressed and alone. Please know that your mom is guiding you through it, and you're not alone.
Oh, T, I'm so sorry, honey.
She wants very much for you to start living again. So thank you, Marty.
OT, I'm so sorry.
Okay. And breathe. blow some sage in your face. Okay. Teresa from Minnesota. No, I am not asking myself a question. Throw that out there. Change the energy a bit. Okay. Teresa asks, should I stay in my marriage when he treats me so bad? Okay, I'm just going to come right out with this one. I feel you already know the answer to that question. You already know. There's a lot of transformation going on for you right now, and it's illuminating the course you need to take here. Once you have looked within and really decided for yourself that you are worth so much more, your decision will come quickly and you will move forward to what you really deserve. Thank you, Teresa.
I am not asking myself a question.
You're so quiet and giggly back there.
It's because we're listening and you're just really amazing.
We'll see. Now we have Francis from Somerset in the UK. Will I ever have true love again? And if so, do I know him yet? Excuse me. with Francis, I get bubbly, bubbly, bubbly. She has a very, very bubbly personality. You're very intuitive, but you also are second guessing yourself because of your last romance. Stop doing that. I feel that you've been holding back a bit personality wise, you know, kind of shielding yourself out of caution. Again, it's time to stop that because you have a romance coming in soon. I'm being told that you haven't met him yet, but you will in about 6 months. So there's a good one. Yay!
Yay, Francis!
Yay! And now we have Craig from Germany. My birthland.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that's where you were born.
I was born in Germany. Okay. He's asking. Love my girlfriend very much. We have been together since 2002. I think it's time to ask her. What? Craig, I feel like that you like order. You like to dot your I's, cross your T's, and you never want to make a big decision without careful thought. You want to make sure that before you take that big plunge, you are able to provide security for both of you. All the cards that I pulled for you are all about change, prosperity in both material and spiritual realms. So if you want to know what I think about this, it's time.
Yay!
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love love.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't it special? And this is our final one for tonight. Oh, I read them so fast, more than I took me 2 days to do them. And this one is Bonnie from Minnesota. And Bonnie asks, has my daughter found the one that will make her happy for life, or should I take this guy now before he hurts her? As a mom, I know exactly how she feels. Okay, so I feel, Bonnie, you are a true mama bear. You have a strong personality and like to control in order to make sure your daughter doesn't get hurt. I think we all do that at times. In this case, though, I feel that regardless of whether this young man is your daughter's one to make her happy for life or not, it is time to let go and let her blossom into the woman she will grow into be. If you should take this guy now before he hurts her, you will be you would be denying her a valuable life lesson. I feel that, and I'm in the same way, mind you. If we do not allow our children to experience both the positive and negative aspects of life, including heartbreak, we are cheating them of learning coping mechanisms that last a lifetime. We won't always be here to protect them. We need to let go at some point and let them fly. So relax, Mom. You've raised a wonderful daughter. Now let her fly.
Oh, yay. T, that was wonderful. I know that we had so many more people that had sent in their pictures and everything and their questions, and there just isn't enough time. And I mean, we've only got 1 hour a week. So we promised to do this again. Oh, but that was phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Seriously, Teresa, I loved it.
Me too. I think this has been so fun. And and we will post everybody's, not with their pictures, but everybody's reading on our website. So you can go to citaspell.net and you will be able to look up your reading. This has been super fun.
I personally want to thank everybody for, you know, writing in the question. I'm not a professional psychic in no way, shape, or form, and this is the first time I've attempted this. So I want to thank you for trusting me to answer your questions. I hope that the answers resonate with you. We will be posting these, so if you need to read it, and you'll be able to read what cards I pulled for you too at the same time. It's taking too much time to read off the cards.
Well, you guys, thank you for joining us for our Valentine's Day special. It was absolutely fun and phenomenal, and I loved tonight's show. I thought it was a blast.
Me too.
So we have a whole. Go ahead, T. Sorry.
Feedback is welcome.
Oh, yes, definitely. Feedback welcome, please. And we have a whole new show lined up for you next week, so join us, same time, same place. And remember that you are perfect in every single way. You matter. There is absolutely nothing wrong with who you are. Be yourself. Do kind things for others. And remember to always take back your light. Blessed be, my darlings.
Thank you. can feel that you feel that way too. Is when I fall in love with you. Ooh.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, completely, or I'll never give my heart, give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love,
when I fall in love with you.
When I fall in love.